Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Myles Garrett trade, if that's what Myles wants in all of this. Mary Kay Cabot was on with a midday show earlier today and said that Myles is going to want more assurances at the end of this season. What more assurances could one get than $40 million? $41 million. Now, before we get to the potential evidence that the locker room is behind Dylan Gabriel, Jordan Schultz has tweeted out within the last hour, the Browns are open to trading veteran safety and special teamer Rayshon Jenkins, per sources. That'll fix him.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, that's the one. I bet you'll get a real nice sixth rounder for like your own seventh rounder. Oh, you can level up a whole round on that one. Oh, I can just hear it from here.
Those are the type of trades that we love around these parts.
I like the idea that, like, Andrew Berry's got, like, a glass of wine. Maybe he's got, like, a cigarette just ready in case a deal is consummated. And he's like, all right, James Gladstone, talk pick swap to me. And then you just hear Careless Whisper going on, and all of a sudden things get very, very steamy.
It's always Gladstone.
It is. I mean,
he's the mark right now.
You know why? He's the slump buster.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. If you haven't made a trade in a couple weeks, call old Gladstone. He'll trade anything that moves. Like, I think that's pretty apparent at this point.
Poor Gladstone. He just likes to, he comes from the Wes Snead world of F these picks.
And no,
he's 34 years old, and he's doing it as if you and I were in charge of a team, because he's doing it like it's Madden. And it's just, it's kind of fun to see all play out.
Yep.
But it's also, it's got a chance to be really, really disastrous.
Yeah, because he's starting with a quarterback worse than Jared Goff or Matt Stafford, the two quarterbacks that Wes Snead has had with Sean McVay. In LA.
That's his only tutelage, though. He's been like 9 years with the Rams. He learned under them, and now he's getting a chance to run this whole thing, and it's got a chance to go and be really problematic.
Now, yesterday, I was one of the few hosts that wasn't like, bench Dylan Gabriel, mostly because I don't trust them I don't think they've put Shador in a great position to succeed anyways. That's not the same thing as sabotaging, but I don't know that we're going to be able to turn it over Shador and it's just going to change anything. I think the offense might just be screwed. So the question comes down to, do you think you can get slightly better by sticking with Dylan or by going to Shador? Well, we didn't get to this yesterday. After Wyatt Teller said on Sunday that that basically it was a big defense on Dylan Gabriel, that it's just one of 11 guys. It's 11 guy problem on offense. Joe Bitonio also backed Dylan Gabriel yesterday.
We have confidence in Dylan to keep improving. He's had four games. He's had some tough matchups. And we want the offense to continue to grow. Like, it's not a one-person issue at times, you know? So we want to give our quarterbacks a chance. And I think this bye week, give him a chance to reset, is going to be good for his growth. And for a young guy in this league, like, four games is so minuscule on a big platform. So what does he like? How does he like to move in the pocket? You know, where does he like to set up? All those things are still questions that we have to answer. And then as an offense, we want to perform better to give him a chance to truly be evaluated.
So the one thing, a quick rebuttal on Joe, Show me on film where Dylan Gabriel's got better across 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to.
Yeah, okay, okay. Just respectfully to Joel, who I honestly do think the world of.
Joel is, he's always glass half full guy. That's his MO.
So I'm glad you said that, because I listened to that yesterday after we got off air, and I thought one thing. And I was going for a walk earlier today before the show, downstairs, and it immediately clicked that I don't know that Joel is just backing Dylan because he really believes in Dylan. I think Joel is backing. I think this is more of the sides being taken in what is probably going to be the Barry and Stefanski split. I think Joel's backing his head coach. I think Joel, and I think Wyatt too, I think they understand that Dylan is Kevin Stefanski's guy. And if you're Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller, you probably have more trust in Kevin Stefanski right now, and you probably should from the player side of things, than you do Andrew Barry. So the second time I listened to it, I didn't just hear, oh, we actually believe in Dylan Gabriel. I think it is, we believe in Kevin Stefanski to continue to put this kid in the best position to succeed, and we're siding with Kevin Stefanski in whatever's coming down the road.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I think Joel Bitonio is even playing football this year is to try to help out Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, no part of this is anything that anybody should be shocked by. It's more the idea that, yeah, he's going to stick by Stefanski, which, it's, by the way, it's not like we got a bunch of people in that locker room that are ready to go to battle for Stefanski, but Bitonio's consistently been one of them.
Well, and I think, by the way, Kay on the YouTube channel saying Nick went for a walk, lies. No, the lie would be Nick went for a run. Yeah. No.
Walks are easy. We could do walks.
Yeah, I got walks. That I can do. It's the running or the intense cardio that I tend to stay away from.
How far could you run right now?
I get 100 yards.
I don't know if that's impressive or not. I don't know. I'm trying to do the math in my head really quickly.
It's impressive. I'm 40 and morbidly obese.
One length of a football field.
Are we talking sprinting?
And then,
because I just wouldn't. I don't want to snap my Achilles.
Yeah, basically. I mean, listen, some people, you know, they spend their weekends running, you know, whole marathons. You're only saying 100 yards. You're not saying like an incredibly long.
It's the sprinting. It's if you said like running hard but not sprinting, I will see. I still probably wouldn't do that. That's a recipe for disaster with this body.
Running hard that turns into a fast walk. Is that what we're going to get to?
I mean, it's not power walking. It's running harder than power walking, but it's not running as hard as sprinting.
Well, part of growing up is understanding that you're really never going to be in a situation where you have to run more than 100 yards anyway.
I mean, I don't really have to outrun any lions anymore, so I'm pretty safe.
As an adult, when is that ever going to pop up, that you just need to run more than 100?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yards.
Now, getting back to it, even if the defense of Dylan Gabriel is really a defense of Kevin Stefanski, that is a sign that Dylan Gabriel does have the locker room, or at least parts of that locker room, including two of the most important leaders you've had on that side of the ball. since going back to when Kevin Stefanski got
here? I just always think that the offensive guys tend to stay with the quarterback anyway. There are a lot of Coach Rizzes, and Coach will join us today, but they tend to think the best of these quarterbacks in many ways. It's the defensive players that I always like to hear from, because the defensive players don't stick up for the quarterbacks ever, and they do get very vocal about what they think is or isn't good. You know how in the NBA, it's very obvious, talk to NBA players, they know who can play and who can't play. I always like to talk to the defensive players, because the defensive players in the NFL, they'll call it out which quarterbacks think and which one doesn't.
But I think the difference is Dylan doesn't have to worry about Miles. Miles isn't going to buy into Dylan until Dylan throws for 300 yards and wins, you know, takes you to a 10-point win over Baltimore. Should that ever happen in 2 weeks?
But Miles will buy into the mystery box, and the mystery box is Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, but I don't think in season with Kevin Stefanski, I don't think Miles is going to Kevin and say, see what the kid has. Not yet. I think it's if Joel goes, if Joel went in the bye week and went to Kevin and said, Kevin, I've said it publicly, I've got your back, I love you, go to the other kid.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I think that would have a lot more weight than a defensive guy, because in fairness, I don't think Miles has gotten along with a quarterback since he's been in Cleveland.
Joel has been, he's been through so many quarterbacks, though, and I've never heard him. We watched P.J. Walker go out there, and P.J. Walker did win games. I need to be nicer to P.J. Walker. But we watched a lot of quarterbacks, whether it's P.J. Walker, DTR.
Browns legend, P.J.
Walker.
All
these other guys, and we watched them lose and be awful in the process, and we never heard Joel say a bad thing.
Well, yeah, in public. I think that's important. I think what Joel says behind the scenes, but I do think...
We're in the territory we'll never find out then, because Joel behind the scenes could have already said, I want Shedeur Sanders. We just don't know.
I'd be pretty surprised if he said that.
I would be too, but if we're playing in the world of publicly, he's going to give the facing the good stance towards Kevin Stefanski, but privately, he can basically say whatever he wants, then we don't know.
But I do think each time that he has gone and said something positive about a Browns quarterback he played with, doesn't mean each time he meant the same thing. And I would be very shocked if that locker room doesn't feel whatever simmering tension there is when you're 2-6. I'd be shocked if they don't see Stefanski say the thing about the Flacco trade of, basically, it wasn't my idea, but I support Andrew Berry. I wouldn't be shocked if we start to see those divisive lines we've talked about, if this is part of those forming in that locker room.
I do think the difference here, too, is the idea that there's a lot of players on this offense that probably feel like they're responsible for Dylan Gabriel not looking as good. And that might even be Joel Bitonio. Now, Joel's not had a bad year, all things considered, but that offensive line as a whole has not been particularly good. And what wide receiver is going to be like, oh, I'd have this awesome season if it wasn't Dylan Gabriel? Maybe Jerry Jeudy would be the one, because for some reason, Dylan Gabriel just ignores Jerry Jeudy and his existence. But a lot of these guys, they're not going to look at Dylan and say anything short of, we're a part of the problem with Dylan.
The Jerry Jeudy thing would at least be defensible if you weren't also trying to throw the ball to Isaiah Bond.
I mean, I can't explain the Jerry Jeudy thing. Having 2 targets last week, having 5 the week prior, it doesn't make sense to me. He's your best wide receiver. Throw him the football.
And Browns fans are right to say, but he leads the league in drops, or he does this, yes. And the other wide receiver is Isaiah Bond.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, Corley gets a lot of run. And it's like, what's going on here? I just don't understand it. We're inventing guys and putting them on the field and then giving them more run than Jerry Jeudy.
You know what? I think they need more screens. I think that's the problem right now, is I don't think they're trying enough screens on Sunday.
Yeah, just more bubble screens?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you fail at 5 bubble screens, try 7. If 7 doesn't work, try 9.
Hey, you put that on a t-shirt, you can sell it on Etsy.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money.
What did just bubble screens?
Well, if 5 bubble screens doesn't work, go with 7.
Mm, look at that. 216-474-0092. Joe Bitonio backs Kevin Stefanski on Dylan Gabriel. Do you agree or disagree that the Browns offense is more than just one piece?
Yeah, I think it's more than just one piece, but I also think Dylan Gabriel can be much better than what he has been. And I think that the responsibility of Dylan Gabriel should be that he should be much better than what he is.
Yeah, I think that's where it goes back to the old cliche that I know is very overused in sports talk, but two things can be true at the same time. The idea that the offensive struggles aren't just about the quarterback spot. It is about the O-line not being good enough. It is about the wide receivers not being good enough and not running the ball consistently enough. And at the same time, Dylan isn't playing well enough. Like the bar that people... This is what I think kills me when I hear, well, it's more than just a one-guy issue. This isn't like they're 18th in the NFL. This isn't like, well, they're the 24th best offense in the NFL. No, they're non-functioning again, which is why you went away from Joe Flacco in the first place after week four, is you were not functioning as an offense.
Yeah, it's got to be significantly better. And I'm waiting to find out if, you know, you had the incident with Shador, and we'll talk about that later, I'm sure. But like the incident with Shador where he's out there liking posts that suggest that he should be the starter. Wait until we see like Isaiah Bond or someone like that like one of those posts.
Is that when it really starts
That's when it starts to hit the fan.
It will really hit the fan when Joe Batonio's liking one of those.
Is Joe Batonio even on Instagram or TikTok or any of the social media?
I mean, I bet you he's on the gram. They got the same reason I am. Got a lot of great cooking videos there. Get a lot of TikTok inspo.
TikTok's got a lot of that stuff. Are you using like the reels on Instagram? Is that what you're using?
I'll use anything. If it gets me in the way, if it puts me in the path of more things to cook that I find incredibly delicious, where there's a way, there's a Wilson.
Oh, yeah?
Come on.
Now, is that the t-shirt?
Come on, that's the shirt. And it's just me going. I smiled and they put two thumbs up, guys, for those of you listening.
I like it's describing for YouTube now because we need to actually do it over the air. YouTube gets it. Now, for radio, we have to be like, this is what happened.
Yeah, it's audio and stereo. We're doing the same thing at the same time. 216-474-0092. Oh, he's juggling. 6-7. 6-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.